Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn Ilm-e-Deen. To find an opportunity to learn Ilm-e-Deen is indeed a blessing. A believer should always be looking forward to opportunities of learning Ilm-e-Deen, learning the ilm of Shariat. In this silsila, we discuss few verses of Qur'an Majeed with its brief tafsir or commentary. Today we will discuss verse number 178 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few more verses along with it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. O believers, legal retribution, that is the death penalty, is obligatory for you in the matter of those killed unfairly. A free man for a free man, and a slave for a slave, and a female for a female, and for him who is granted some pardon by his brother, so the demand of compensation should be made with courtesy, and the payment should be made in a proper manner to the heirs of the deceased. This commandment is relief and mercy upon you from your Lord. So the one who transgresses after this, for him is a painful punishment. A very clear and strong message of a justice system is given in this verse. O believers, legal retribution, that is death penalty, is obligatory for you in the matter of those killed unfairly. A free man will be killed for a free man, and a slave will be killed for a slave, and a female will be killed for a female. And for him who is granted some pardon by his Islamic brother, that instead of killing, the heir of the slain has accepted compensation in the form of wealth from the killer. So the demand of compensation should be made with courtesy, and the payment should be made by the killer in a proper manner to the heirs of the slain. This commandment is a relief and mercy upon you from your Lord. So after this, anyone who transgresses, for him is a painful punishment. Keep in mind that forgiveness for capital punishment exercised by next to kin is acceptable in Islam. For example, death penalty. Accepting payment for the murder and forgiving the killer instead of seeking life for a life is indeed due to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, this law in which there is relief is a great mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal for the people.
وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
And there is saving of life for you in the law of retribution, O people of understanding, so that you may abstain from killing unjustly. People of understanding, intelligent people are addressed here. O people of understanding, there is a saving of life for you in the law of retribution. Because if the killer knew that he would be killed in retaliation, he would refrain from such action and would have thereby given life to himself and to the one he had intended to kill, so that you may abstain from killing unfairly because of fearing the law of death penalty. In the law of retribution lays the success of this world and the hereafter. Any nation that does not retaliate severely against transgression and oppression, such as murder, rape, and robbery, etc., is a ruined nation.
كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ إِن تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةُ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ.
It is made obligatory for you that when death approaches any one of you, and if one leaves wealth, so he should make a will for parents and close relatives in accordance with that which is acceptable in the custom of Islamic law. This is necessary upon the righteous. O Muslims, it is made obligatory for you that when death approaches any one of you, and if he leaves wealth, then he should make a will for the parents and close relatives in accordance with that which is acceptable in the custom of Sharia. This making of will is necessary upon the righteous, upon the pious people. Prior to the introduction of law of inheritance in Islam, it was necessary, obligatory, to make a will. When the laws of inheritance were revealed, the obligation in respect of leaving a will was abrogated. So now it is not necessary to make a will, even though the option is still there.
فَمَن بدله بعد ما سمعه فإنما إثمه على الذين يبدلونه إن الله سميع عليم.
So whoever, whether a witness or a trustee or mufti or jurist or judge or someone else, alters the will after he has heard it and after knowing it, its sin is only upon those who alter it. Indeed, Allah is all hearing of the words of testator, all knowing of the deeds of the trustees.
فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوْسٍ جَنَفًا أَوْ إِثْمًا فَأَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُمْ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Then, if one fears that the testator at the time of death has committed injustice or sin due to making a non-Islamic will, and he brings about reconciliation between them, that is, the dying person and the inheritors, there shall be no sin upon him, rather he will be rewarded. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Then, if any scholar, ruler, executor, or relative fears that the testator at the time of death has committed injustice or sin due to making an un-Islamic will, and he brings about reconciliation between the dying person and his or her inheritors, there will be no sin upon him. Rather, he will be rewarded. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon.
O believers, fasting has been made obligatory upon you like it was made obligatory upon those before you, that you may attain piety. It is said to the believers, O believers, fasting in the month of Ramadan has been made obligatory upon you like it was made obligatory upon those before you in the period of previous prophets, alayhimus salam, that you may attain piety. So the purpose of fasting is to become pious. As a Muslim nation, we should observe lots of fasts, optional and nafli fasts, throughout the year, because this helps for a person to become muttaqi, to become pious, to become naik.
Ayyaman ma'dudat, faman kana minkum maridan aw ala safarin fa'iddatun min ayyamin ukhar. وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
These days of fasting are counted days. Therefore, whoever is sick amongst you or on a journey and he does not fast, so an equal number of fasts on other days must be kept. and those who do not have the strength for it. For example, a very old person, they must give fidya. Fidya is expiation by feeding a needy person for each fast. So whoever increases the virtue, that is the amount of fidya, on his own accord, that is therefore better for him. And fasting is better for you if you know. In this verse, it is said that these days of fasting are fixed ones, 29 or 30 days. So whoever is sick amongst you and fasting will cause him harm, or on a journey of more or less 92 kilometers or more, and he does not fast. So an equal number of fasts on other days must be kept. And those who do not have the strength for it, nor there is hope in the future gaining strength to fast, for example, a very old person must give fidya, which is expiation, by feeding a needy person 2 meals per day for each fast. And that is an amount of Sadaqatul Fitr according to Hanafi fiqh. So whoever increases the virtue, that is the amount of fidya on his own accord, mean he gives more than what is worked out by scholars, that is better for him. And even if you have shari'i excuse for not fasting, still fasting is better for you if you know the greatness and the virtue of fasting. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed to learn few verses of the Quran Kareem with its brief tafsir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand Quran, to understand hadith, and practice upon the ahkam of Quran Majeed and what we find in the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay in touch with Dawat Islami wherever in the world you are. Keep watching Madani channel and travel in Madani kafilas. And don't forget to give your donations, your lillah, your zakat, your fitrah, and other khairat and other types of donations to Dawat Islami. Because Dawat Islami is doing fantastic work. It is credible organization. It is transparent. So your funds will be used accurately and properly. May Allah bless you and your family. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy